gonna break it down, break it down, break it down. Gonna break it down, break it down, break it down.
What up, commentarians? We are back. What's happening? When the last time we seen y'all? It's been a little minute. I'm back with my crew, though. What's happening? Where y'all at? What's cracking?
What up?
I'm here, baby. I'm here on this fully loaded. I'm on here this week. I'm on here.
Yes, sir.
I want to talk about some entanglement.
Yeah, all right. We're gonna get to entanglement. That was the word of the week.
Yo, T.I. was so mad about that vocabulary. He was like, man, I wish I would have figured that one out.
T.I. didn't get it. Tip ain't get it. Man, yeah, it's like that out here. We are back, commentary episode 7, Intellectual Black Versation. We all over the place today. It's so much going on in the world. COVID cases are on the rise. Kanye filed his paperwork with the election committee. We out here being black. Nick Cannon got fired. I mean, it's a lot going on. It's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we let's just jump into it. COVID cases are on the rise, but we're 4 months into quote-unquote quarantine or stay-at-home or social distancing guidelines.
Right.
I'm starting to get some inquiries from the ladies because they like, I ain't been on no date, and all dudes want to do is take me out to get a drink or come to my house. I'm like,
where else
oh,
we gonna go?
Where else we gonna go, right? Yeah. How y'all feeling? What's some good social distancing? I feel like I'm saying that wrong. Social distancing dates. What's some good joints? What y'all thinking? Would it be your lady, if a gentleman were to say, hey, you know, and it's fresh, you met this guy on Facebook or Tinder, whatever your means was, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hey, let's connect. I wanna holler at you, do something. What you thinking?
A picnic. It's fresh air. You don't have to technically sit close. Is not expensive, and it requires a little bit of thought for you to say, you know what, for you to say it and to plan it. So, I mean, a picnic, that's cute.
I'm not that creative. I don't know. I'm just going to come out there with a couple of McDonald's sandwiches, some McChickens.
The and, dollar joints.
Fry. Get it cracking. Yeah.
That's what's up, though. But no, really, like, seriously, like, a picnic. You could do a walk in the park. It's a public place, you know, it's not closed in. You can still social distance and still talk and get to know each other. You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday, like the new normal is literally probably like being in the restaurant, just the two of y'all. People aren't really going out like that. Like restaurants are empty. Movies are shut down. Like, you really are forced to get a little bit creative, especially if you don't want to be in the house all the time. Because I know me personally, you can't come over here, bro.
Say, like, hey, everybody, action all messed up. If you ain't got no in-house right now, it's
right.
I mean, people out here cheating though, so not cheating on their spouse or spouse or mate, but I mean, like, not following social distancing guidelines.
Man, I ain't never seen so many random cars pulled over in random spots in my life.
What do you mean? What you mean by that, Rashad? You
know what I mean by that?
They getting it cracking, OnlyFans.
Yeah.
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans in the car.
Yeah, because you got to think about it. People, kids at home.
Yeah.
You got people maybe whose parents live with them, who, you know, weren't always at home. Like, you got to get real creative. But
Not make out point.
Hey, it don't take you 15 minutes to run a quick trip. You know what I'm saying?
But is that counting the drive there, or is that 15 minutes total? Like, you just getting a 15 minute ride?
Some people work quick, man.
So, hey, no, my homeboy, he was gangster with it. He used to have his woman come into, pull into his garage, and just, he had it all set up in the garage popping off.
Wow.
So it never came in with his kids. It was all jumping off in the garage.
Wow.
Oh, man. Hey, literally, let me look down. Can own a garage for Shad, what you thinking, bro?
As far as dates,
yeah, what's a good man, joint?
It's like, just you know, walks, going to the park, rolling around, you know what I'm saying? Maybe just chill in some awkward spot, you know, that's what they're doing anyway.
Right.
I think it's kind of cool though, man, because it, well, this is a extreme speculation on my part, but it's kind of cool. It seems like two people can kind of get to know each other in the whole romantic conversation way that people always be talking about. You know what I'm saying?
It's, I agree.
Over the top. Like, you really, I think now you really got to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, real talk.
You know what I'm saying?
Talk. D, do you you have anything to put on the social distancing dating list?
Man, look, I mean, maybe you get that new HBO Max. Be like, yo, baby, I got the HBO Max. You know, gosh, you ain't got that yet. This ain't Netflix and chill. It's HBO and Max.
Yeah,
hey, look, and Max.
If I meet a young lady, I'm gonna take her to a protest. We're gonna get arrested together. That's gonna be romantic.
That's gangster too. That's gangster too.
I like it.
Yo, like, baby.
That's actually a good idea on a low. That's actually a real good idea.
Date at the protest.
Yeah, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? If you about the people though, you know what I'm saying?
We was talking about that together. It's so much stuff kind of going on that you can actually go out, go to dinner, go to a protest, you know what I'm saying? Go
yeah, I remember. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I got reservations for us at 8. If we don't get locked up, we should be able to make it.
We don't get locked up, we're going to go back to the crib.
Yeah. Bring your protection and bring your protection.
And keep a little thermometer on you. Make sure you take their temperature, like, bink. All right, you good.
Right.
Oh, man.
I'll settle for going to Home Depot.
Dude, everybody at Home Depot.
Are we still? Is Home Depot canceled or not? Are we going to Lowe's? Or are we going to Home Depot still? Or are we going to both?
I've never stepped foot in Lowe's.
So you know, my girl's a data analyst, right? So she knows about like all the sales tactics and how they kind of set up. So she said that Lowe's is like actually catered more so toward the not so handy man or woman, right? Like,
okay.
Home Depot is more so set up for the contractors and the hardcore gardeners, landscapers, and all this other stuff, because just simply off the way that the stores are set up and like the different brands and products they sell.
Right.
So it's kind of crazy to me, but I guess if you want to meet some ladies, go to Lowe's. I don't know.
Yep.
We're going to pull up to Lowe's, baby.
No, so, you know, I'm finna help you slack those steps. You've been trying to do that for a minute.
Oh, yeah. You said you need a door hung. Okay.
You need a new shower head, don't you? You need a new shower head, right?
Let's go buy some plants at Home Depot.
Yeah. Wait, so after we buy the plants, do I have to help plant them or put them outdoors? I mean,
no, because you can't come over here.
So I got to buy the plants and then can't come over. Damn.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture on Snap.
That's all bad. I was trying to track some mud through your
kitchen. Is quarantine a deficiency for the ballers out here? The cats is just be kind of tricking off. Or is it, you know what I'm saying, I guess you just buying bags off of Amazon or, you know, Louis store, like, and just having them, like, question. Ship. Like, I know, I'm just saying, like, the real ballers, they would, you know, they can just outdo you, but all the things that you can do balling, you can't ball and do.
Oh, them niggas still going to the club, though.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, they are.
Club, man. Yeah.
Club is still jamming.
Down here smoking a hookah, holding up their
sharing it on top of it.
I see.
Oh, they're sharing hookahs?
Bro, yes. Oh my God, yes.
Yes.
Hey, I'm not going to say where, but all I can tell you is that there's plenty of IG stories and Facebook stories out here, bro, where people are in a quaint
space. You're talking about shisha.
People are in a quaint space, bro, and there's hookah smoke everywhere, and people are sharing hookahs, bro. I'm seeing it with my own eyes.
It's the great, what was the albums from the past? It was like, brother, you need to get your own. That's exactly what I was
like. Hey, but the crazy thing is this, bro. Hookah smoke carries, bro. That's just all COVID.
I went to a dope birthday party last Saturday where it was just a big-ass projector in the backyard and movies. Mm-hmm. And everybody had their sections.
That's dope. Hey, that's another date idea.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty dope, man. Yeah,
you don't just take random action to that, but that's
the niggas still be niggas.
Definitely.
In the club, like,
right?
I'm sorry, folks. I gotta say it for how it go. That's what they doing, man. But Stay tuned, man. You're gonna see some club lawsuits. Man. Club lawsuits coming in 2020.
Hey, I'm with you on that, bro. I speaking of that, bro. So, I caught a lot of flack yesterday, for a post in reference to the clubs. Uh-oh. More so in reference to our educators, teachers, and administrators, things of that nature, bro. So I'm gonna set up where this post came from on my end. Over probably about the past 3 weeks, I have seen a number of individuals that I know personally that are teachers. And they've been out here living. And I'm not talking about just a few teachers that I know. I'm talking about some, like, wait a minute. You in Cancun? You at the club, right? You at brunch? Okay. So.
Because they be at brunch, boy, I swear.
And brunch is probably not necessarily horrible, right? But statistics are starting to show that, you know, this virus is predominantly spread through being indoors for extended periods of time. And the more people that are there, the more likely you are. I mean, we're at a point now, we're in St. Louis, but we're at a point now, even in St. Louis, or no matter where you go in the U.S., probably somebody, if you walk into a room of 10 people, probably three of those people have been exposed, and probably one of those three have it.
Right.
You know? So it's like, it is what it is, but the whole thought was this. A lot of these same individuals that are instructors, I've also seen voicing their complaints because they may have to go back to the classroom. And it's, well, what if the kids come? What if their parents gonna give them fever reducers? And what if this happened? And how this gonna happen? Well, look, sir or ma'am, you wasn't worried about that when you was in VIP. Like, and before I go into this, let me fully disclose, I don't think that our teachers and children should be going back into school buildings right now. I think that this needs to, and I'm going to say get under wraps. I think we need to just know more about what's happening before those types of decisions are made. But I'm not a politician, so that's not on me, but that's where I am with it. But if, why are we complaining now? You wouldn't complain when you was on that plane to Cancun or you know, whatever. Like, you was chilling. You wasn't tripping when you was at the pool party with, you know, like, but now all of a sudden it's, we're overly concerned that we have integrity about our jobs and our kids. Like, nah, fam, that's not really how that works. And, you know, a young lady hit me yesterday and was like, you know, Alan, there are 3.2 million public school teachers, and you don't know, I probably don't know all of them because it's obvious I don't know 3.2 million people that closely, right? I probably know 0.03% of teachers, if that, right?
But you and know the ones that went to Cancun.
I know, and I've seen, hey, I got receipts on some of these, bro.
Yeah, I know ones that been at brunch.
I got receipts on some of these, man.
They,
like,
they VIP, all right? Very infected.
but you know, I mean, how are you all feeling? Everyone on this podcast is a parent. I didn't really do. I didn't post it to start the pot at all. I was really dead ass, but people thought. No, I'm being serious.
That you did.
So in all transparency,
y'all be cracking me up on Facebook because both of y'all be clowning. But I love me.
In all transparency, man, my son's mother's an instructor. She's a teacher. You know what I'm saying? So, like, this is not. It's like, but my thing is, again, is if we gonna really be concerned, let's be concerned all the time. Let's not play. Everybody's human. We want to live. Just because you're an instructor, a teacher, educator, professor, whatever, does not mean that you're not going to live your life. My concern comes in when it's the, oh, no, I just, where was this concern
right
when you were standing on the couch with no mask? Like,
yo, ain't that, I know this is like off the subject, but ain't that few, the, what's the song name, the title to go, Percocet?
That's so, Mask Off.
Mask Off.
Where? Son? Nah. Yeah. I tell you, man, you know, it's the American way, man. Do as I say and not as I do. That's, I think, honestly, that's why we at where we at now with a lot of this shit, man. But I know what you're talking about. And it's just, I don't know, man. People, me personally, AI, I thought it was hilarious when you put that up. I was like, boy, yo, I'm watching this one too, but.
Wait till I screenshot the DMs, bro.
Give them a favor by not, because it's like a hit dog holler. You know what I'm saying?
And that's where it's at.
Always.
You know, and right then and there, if they beefing with you, this is just my opinion, if they beefing with you or got a problem with it, then to me, it just shows me like your feelings are hurt and you're not responsible for your actions. You know what I'm saying? Quarantine yourself. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But that's a, you know, hey.
And another disclosure, I was an educator for 6 years. I worked in the St. Louis public school system for 6 years. So,
I work at WashU School of Medicine, and they talking about, I've been furloughed since April 25th. I'm supposed to go back July 27th, but my director telling me they don't even think no students or nobody going back in that building until 2021.
Damn.
Because of everything that's going on. And before this happened, I was working with, I think I told y'all about that, working with a doctor who had an infectious disease course.
You had popped through the shot, popped through my crib on the floor. We were outside.
Yeah.
We were outside.
Trying not to get shot because I swear they were shooting guns.
Hey, bro, it was like Beirut over in my neighborhood, bro.
But yeah, just discussing it, man. And like I'm telling you, we, you know, it's about to get real interesting. But, you know, I mean, I think if you're a person, you know, and salute to my nurses, salute to teachers and, you know,
yes.
All the essential workers,
real, and that's real. That's real.
One thing I can say, now I'm not saying this is the case for all nurses and stuff, but besides them being so busy working, if they do have some free time, you don't see them in the clubs and shit like that. They're like responsible, man. If I'm going to be around a lot of people and that's my job, then I have to be responsible during a pandemic. You just have to.
Yep.
But once again, we Americans, so. That's kind of do as I say and not as I do.
Yeah, yeah. I
won't be sending my sons, my big son, at least my 15-year-old, back to the classroom. He is a student of SLPS. And I received a full copy of the initial proposal from the superintendent. Mm-hmm. And it's ridiculous. They don't have to social distance, but they have to wear masks, you know, like they have options. Mm-hmm. They're not going to sanitize between bus routes. Like that's in the proposal. Are you crazy? So you're going to go from picking up high school students, middle school students to picking up elementary kids who children under a certain age, I think children fourth grade and under don't have to wear masks. Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't really like a well thought out proposal.
I can actually pull it up. It's on my email.
I got it in my text messages. So we're actually going to go with the distance learning option. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think that it's fair, because I do agree with you. Like I emailed my son's counselor yesterday for something and she was like, oh, I'm out of town. Where you at? where you at, ma'am?
Right.
It's coronavirus. Where you at? It's quarantine. So I just think it's very irresponsible. But on the opposite end of the spectrum as well, for students in that particular demographic, all of those kids don't have an environment where they're able to do distance learning.
Right.
So it may be required for them to have to go into the classroom in order to get the education that they're being afforded. So it's kind of like I feel like it's a lose-lose situation. It's a double-edged sword because you have some students who are, you know, literally a product of the environment that they live in and they don't have the technology, and SLPS is behind on the scope when it comes to having the technology available for their students. And then you have those kids who do have that ability, but it may not be the option. So mine won't be going back. And if they try to like take away the full online option, I'll just take him out of like the district and put him somewhere else. But then like I have a smaller child too.
Yeah.
Ch- children under certain ages don't understand no touching, no hugging, no, you know, being 6 feet apart. Like, they see their friends, they get excited, they want to hug, they want to play, they want to touch.
I'm like that. No,
so then that was your childhood. But then that leaves to, like, for parents, what do we do now?
Yeah.
What do we do as a, if our jobs are not one of those jobs where it's like, okay, well, we're going to make sure that you have the stay-at-home option. I don't have that option as an executive assistant. So, you know, it just, it's heavy. It's a lot. But I agree. If y'all, I don't see what they whining and crying about when you been at brunch, you've been at the club, you know, you Climax, Onyx, wherever you be at.
Yeah, Onyx was popping over the weekend, by the way. Saturday,
but
Onyx.
Then, but
do the cats wear masks in the strip club? Like, what's the situation with Onyx?
Nope. Is nobody wearing masks?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
This is what I'm saying. On some of the pictures over the weekend, y'all didn't have no masks on in the club, turned up at brunch, you was enjoying yourself. Then on Tuesday, you was doing a silent sit-in outside of the district with your sign and your mask on. Make it make sense.
You infecting protesters.
Bruh. No,
they just sitting outside. You just sitting outside with your mask on now, but you didn't have
your mask on. I'm saying, you from the club, so you and took it to some people who really about something.
Yeah. So it's a catch-22.
Yeah, I'm glad you talked about that, because I was just wondering. My son's 21. Yeah. He's 21. but with people with younger children and so on and so forth.
So, Charles, your son stayed out in Atlanta, or did he come back, or what?
Nah, man, this fool jumped out of a frying pan and into the fire. He went from Atlanta to Fort Lauderdale.
Is that where he's staying at right now?
Yes. I'm like,
who's he staying down there with?
It's him and his one of his partners, man. They working and they save their COVID bread. They living their best life until July 25th.
Okay.
getting it in.
But I love him, man. I love him. My son gonna be like, "Damn, why you say that?" But like younger children, man. I'm just like, oh my god, because like what I'm saying, like, what if you can't take off of work? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What if you don't have like the internet, the Wi-Fi service or whatever. I mean, I was talking to a couple teachers and stuff, and I was just curious and like, how can I help? Is it anything we could donate money to or
real talk,
whatever? Because this is going to be a problem. Like it's already a problem. It's going to be a big problem next week. It ain't like, yeah. Oh, we got about 5 months. Then you got about 5 minutes. And a lot of, it's some teachers that are talking about like, they're like, man, we protesting, we walking off the job, we all of that. Because it's like, we're not going to, I'm not saying I'm a teacher, but them, we're not going to risk our lives. You know, now, whether they at the club or not, you know, that's on them. But overall, like with children, teachers, it's just crazy, man. It's a crazy environment right now, man.
Yeah, it's almost like it's going to force us to create our own spaces to where our children who are homeschooling can come kind of like a co-working space. They can come and parents would have to pay a tuition to these teachers to teach these kids.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's something has to be done, because if not, it's gonna be ugly.
And here come, and I mean, y'all teachers and stuff, y'all educators, man, you can tell me, but then we got to talk about accreditation. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
How does this work? You
what know happens what I mean? To the testing system? Yeah. That's really bullshit.
There is none, because the option for SLPS is like literally in the proposal, it says is this option blah 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 with little teacher interaction and instruction.
Mm-hmm.
These children will literally be teaching themselves. And right. they will have the ability to reach out to the teacher to ask them certain questions or whatever, but there's no instruction. There's no face-to-face interaction with these educators. And that's how their summer school is as well. Yeah. And it's just kind of like, what else are y'all doing? So if they do an online option, why wouldn't there be mandated class time, like we're on Zoom or we're on Teams, it doesn't make sense. It's lazy to me. It's lazy.
Well, I mean, at the collegiate level, well, I don't even know if I should say that because, but with the medical school, which is post college or whatever, man, it's like one of the things that they're doing is a lot of the lecturers, faculty, whatnot of certain courses, they're just like recording all their lectures. And then like me and this other guy will be responsible for linking them within this calendar to the certain dates and all that other stuff, or however they're gonna program how a person will move through, you know, the course or whatever, like almost like a video game. Do this, then you unlock this or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
well, it's job security for you. As long as everything is online, you locked in, bro.
Yes and no. Because in my field, they love you, but when they find out, when they figure out how they can do what they want to do and they get a go, then they're like, yeah, I don't really need they staff. You know, like 90% of my department got wiped out for this reason. you know what I'm saying?
You need to go play the lottery, brother.
Man,
he has scratchers.
Yeah, you ain't saying nothing, but
I'm ready.
Right.
Oh man.
Rock over here against all odds.
Hey, D, did you wanna give us any input? You feeling any kind of way about it?
You're on mute, brother.
Yep, my bad. And I just want my daughter to be straight for real. I mean, I make her work on stuff every day. She be mad at me. So she be like, it's summertime. I shouldn't have to be doing this. And we battle every morning. She goes to camp, actually at camp every other week. So, she's in there, and they make them wear masks. They take their temperature when they get out. You can't even get out as a parent. You literally drop them off. They don't even get out the car. They zap them right in the car seat. Binko. Okay, right. You're good to go, Xander. Get your mask and come on in. And wow. During the weeks, I've been trying to keep her up. Because you got to think, basically, all these kids lost a whole semester for real. Regardless, people thinking – you know, any kids weren't going on them Zoom calls, man, or they acting rowdy. Because my brother was like, they was. So you got to think those kids, there's going to be so many studies that's going to come out about this going to be a lost year for education almost for these kids.
Yeah.
You're going to, and I don't know how that's going to affect the future of this country or even the world. Or is it going to stagnate some kids, or some kids going to get creative with their learning experiences? I'm not. You know, I've been trying to, figure out like what it is, because my daughter's figured out all kinds of, like, she makes maps now and all kind of stuff, but I don't know if she ain't gonna know 2 + 2 next year,
And that's real. That's real. Not at that level, but yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
What's the retention, of what you have done? And I mean, but I have separate thoughts on education. I tell you all the time, I won't even jump over into that. So
thank you.
Conspiracy theories abound, man. It's almost like, that's a good question, Dean. Like, what is this going to turn into? Because it clearly seems like it's never going to go back to what we knew. You know, and I've heard people talk about that at some point, education, even from like K through 12, may also almost become like some type of royalty treatment. Like, can you pay for this? Can you this and that? Or if not, you're going to go into like the service fields. You know what I'm saying? You'll learn just enough.
That's what they do in China. That's what they do in China, bro. I think it's when you turn like 12 or 13, they say, this is how you've been performing in school. We're going to send you over here to learn a skill or trade.
No, I know that. Now that's definitely, they even go, I think I knew Russia did it even earlier. Like, they'd be like, oh, you can swim? Oh, you finna be an Olympic swimmer. That's your thing now.
Yeah.
Or, you kind of good. You got blocks? Oh, you finna be an engineer. Like, they would do early testing, and it was basically a track. And, like, you had to be – or like, you're a little sneaky little motherfucker, huh? You finna be a part of KGB. Like, you keep secrets? You crazy? Okay, well, we finna use you.
What did a documentary about that? About, I don't know if the young lady played soccer or some sport, but she was saying it was just like a death count, like for some sport she played. And I want to say it was soccer, but I might be wrong. It was something. It was like in China, though.
I believe that.
I know them all them Eastern European countries and China, like communist countries. They don't like if you can get down and you doing well, you get treated like the shit. But if you just a dude that's the janitor at Chernobyl, then you ain't nobody.
Yeah. I mean, hey, yeah, we'll keep you posted. We'll see what's going to happen. Educators, I love you. I love you. I do. You all are the first line of teaching and learning for our young ones.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I appreciate you. Real talk. But don't get it twisted. I'll be seeing y'all at the club. So don't get it twisted. I'll be seeing y'all.
Yeah.
I mean, speaking of teaching, there was a word of the week.
Here we go.
What I'm here for. That's what I was called upon.
So, class, what was the word of the week?
Entanglement.
Entanglement.
Say it. You motherfucker.
Oh, man. Hey, and I really didn't even want to get on this, but the last conversation, and it went so well. Everybody's familiar with the situation. There's no need to even really.
We don't have to recap. August. We don't have to recap it.
We don't have to. We don't have to recap Aug and Jada.
Yeah, we don't. Aug.
Hey, let ladies go first. Let's let Harlow go first.
Ladies first.
Listen, I don't know. Like this whole entanglement thing. I feel like Jada just like. Looked up a word and was like, this is what we're going to call it. It was disrespectful to her husband to say that this was an entanglement. And we saw that because Will was like, it was an entanglement or it was a relationship. Like, what was it? It was a relationship. I've had a few entanglements in my lifetime. I'll say less about that though. Okay. Few entanglements in my lifetime. It's a very interesting concept. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't know.
I call that shit, she got some amicable dick. Because the one word people use is amicable.
Now man.
That was the word. We were in an amicable place, an amicable, you know, situation or whatever. So y'all wasn't together. Well, not we was and we wasn't, but we wasn't. Harsh towards one another. We were in a cool place. So, open relationship. Well, yeah, it was amicable. Man, if she was a hooper, she would be Clyde Drexler. For all my NBA players, yes. Knew that Clyde Drexler had that 360-degree dunk. I think I put on Harlem page, she would have been part of the Spinners.
If she was a man, she would have been a predator.
She, man.
Ooh,
say more.
Let's just be clear.
Say more.
She's the predator.
Say more.
she's a predator. And I mean, that young man was a friend of her son's. He did, mind you, he's 27 now, and this was 4 years ago that they had their entanglement with so he was sick. He was mentally deteriorating because of, like, his brother had just got killed. Like, this young man was going through a lot. He was physically ill. Mm-hmm. She's a predator. She wanted to feel good. So she preyed upon
Augie,
right, Aug, as she kept calling him.
And Will called him Aug, too.
Will called him Aug. He kept doing it, and I think when Will said it, it was shade. Like, it was
definitely shade.
When he said that. Nah, that was, that. He was being shady.
I'm going to be honest with you, dude. Like, how raw can we get? We don't want to get.
Man, this commentary, bro.
Well, you saw what commentary got me kidding.
Well, you know what it is. We not going to Nick Cannon the game.
Okay.
Right.
We ain't going to talk about the small hats. But anyway. First and foremost, to me, the way Will did it, like, oh, didn't you say AI? It was like, yo, when you calling, when you're abbreviating a man's name, that's kind of your head nod to.
So here, go ahead. I ain't want to
go. Please.
So is that
that's just like saying I saw your little boyfriend.
I hear
hey, that's it. So, that's exactly it. That's exactly
it. I think it's a little more to it than that, but go ahead.
But what? So here's my question, all right?
Shout out to DJ Reminisce. We finna go down a DJ Reminisce rabbit hole in a second in about one, buddy. Two, three.
My question is this. So, Aug said that he had permission, right?
Yeah.
How was that really given and perceived, though? Because during the talk, they said that, well, you know, we was kind of done. Aug said, man, I hollered at that man. I sat down with him. Was Will kind of just like, I mean, shit, bro, I'm done with it. You try. That's you. Or was
and
it?
You know what? It may have been Alan, like, go ahead and try it. He was like, he ain't going to do nothing.
Yeah.
Like, go ahead. They said that a conversation never happened.
Right.
They had the talk.
No. Or Alan, it was a thing of like, he was like, he didn't say it was cool, but he was like, where somebody was like, you knew he messed with somebody. He was like, but I can't do nothing about it. So it's like, all right, we good. Like, I mean, I don't have to fuck with you, but we good. Like, I ain't going to run up on you and fight you. So that may be in him thinking that he condoned it, if that makes sense.
Like, and that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. was it a mean?
Will said he could hit that, man. I'm just
here we go. I knew it was coming. Did he reminisce was coming? Let me see if did reminisce is available.
I'm telling you, man, maybe I look at things too deep. Maybe I'm too critical of a thinker, and I might throw my shoulder out from the stretching, but I don't think August lied. I think he said it what it was. Like, it wasn't a figure of speech. It was literally, yo, man, go ahead and hit that. I'm over here. We on the amicable, I can't even say the damn word, amicable side of the game.
So you telling me that as a man, y'all gonna give permission, whether you are together or not, for another nigga to knock your wife?
I can't say yes or no.
Come on now. Like, seriously.
I can't say yes or no.
Go ahead and go bang my wife.
Hold on now.
Hey, I'm just saying, you in a Hollywood situation, sister. Like,
am I trying to get her off the books?
Hold on one second.
Plot twist.
Hold on a second. Wait.
Hey, you feel me, Alan?
I do, bro. I do.
Things where it's like, you got us being just regular, on some regular life, my wife, my this and that, hell no. Nah. But when, and I even think one of y'all talked about it, when it comes to that top money play, it's a whole new world. Yeah. It's a whole new way of operating. I think it's very possible that that shit could happen. And it ain't the first time it happened.
My thing is, am I trying to get her off the books?
That's all. He's really on it.
Thing is, like, we watched it and we know that, you know, they are actors. There was some for real, like Shonda Rhimes, Olivia Pope cleanup PR shit that they did. Like, real talk.
Absolutely.
But I feel like looking at Will's face and studying his body language compared to Jada's body language, like, she was real comfortable with the conversation. He looked like he was kind of fucked up.
But can I jump in real quick?
He was hurt.
I don't think he was fucked up by what she did. I think he was fucked up because the shit came out.
I agree.
That's what I was going to say that too, because there's a difference between, I said this on Facebook, I don't feel that infidelity is always a deal breaker in relationships.
It's not.
It depends on the dynamic of your relationship.
Right.
What kills relationships after infidelity is the embarrassment. Mm-hmm. You got the fucking audacity to not only cheat on me, but to embarrass me too. You out your mind. Yeah. Like, that's what we saw.
Not Tay Diggs.
That's what we saw.
More
looking at that red
tape. Alcina.
Right.
But I'm saying, though, like I said this, I think I said this to Alan at one point, before everything really came out full circle and we had the understanding. Mm-hmm. Jada is the GOAT.
Hey, hold on. Go into this. Go, what do you mean?
She had Pac. Tupac wrote Love Letter. Like, A Rose That Grew From Concrete is fully about Jay.
Right.
My dude Tupac said, you made me climax without sex. He was in love with that woman until he died. And I fully believe, had Pac really still fully been alive, it probably wouldn't really have been a Will and Jada.
Well, you know that, you know, the crazy thing is, Will knew what was up. So originally, Jada came up with the idea for a California Love video.
He did an interview on it.
She was going to direct it.
Yeah.
She knew Hype Williams and was like, okay, it was Will was like, I don't want you doing that. I don't want you fucking with him. So she knew Hype Williams. That's how Hype Williams blew up. And that California he put Love. Hype Williams on California Love. But she came up with the idea of the Mad Max, all that shit. That was Jada.
Right. And like Will Smith has done interviews about how just like in love he was with her from the moment that he met her on the set of, like, I think it was Fresh Prince that they met. Like, he's been honest about that shit. Now you got August Alsina coming out talking about how he can die right now because he knew this real true love with Jada. And Jada over here talking about, oh, we had an entanglement. And, you know, it was just an entanglement. Like, I just needed to feel good, and he was there. Okay, Halle Berry and Billy Bob.
That was the deep part. That was deep to me.
Because Pac and Jada actually go back to Baltimore.
So now August Alsina, after watching their interview, he out here just going off on everybody. Yeah. He done went off on Keke Palmer. Like, sir, who fucking hurt you? Hey, we know who hurt
her
you.
Her eyes even popping. So hold on. Too, as soon as he made them comments.
So explain to me, so what was the situation? I mean, I read it, but it was like incoherent nigga babble. Like, when he was, like, responding to Keke Palmer. So, like, can somebody, like...
He basically, like, came out of nowhere and was like, I never dated you. Blah, blah, blah. Like, literally jumped off the top rope.
It started in some text messages between her and one of his friends. And the friend screenshotted the text and sent them to him. And he took it to social media.
And Keke, y'all know Keke. Keke was like, you right, sis. We never dated. Like, she was real, but she got pictures of him and, you know, whatever, which is fine. But it's just like, the whole situation is just, he's a scorned young queen. He's definitely hurt. Awesome. And I take that because, like, she preyed on his vulnerability. She definitely preyed on him. Jada's a predator. And had the roles been reversed and this was Will doing this with one of Willow's friends, the conversation would be different.
I agree. The
conversation would definitely be different.
I agree. And I mean, we can't forget, or not even forget, but we can't neglect the fact that, you know, August is a human being too. And he's probably going through a series of emotions. We know what he's going through, you know, responding to Keke, but he's probably going through it too. He has, you know, autoimmune deficiency and he's probably stressed out. He lost his brother and his sister back to back. His career was pretty much ending. You know what I'm saying?
Kids, like, that's not his.
Raising three kids, two of them that are not his. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's when his sister died, she literally gave him custody of her kid. Before she died, he said, like, a couple days before she died, she was like, hey, I'm giving you custody of my kids, take care of them, blah, blah, blah. He said she died like 2 or 3 days later.
Damn.
And he said, I didn't think she was going to die. He said, I thought she was going to be good. And, you know, this is from the interview he did with Angela Yee,
right.
If anybody if you haven't watched it yet.
And that was actually a really good interview. That was just a very small, obviously intricate piece of the interview, but August Alsina talked very in depth about his mental health, you know, those type of things. So I feel like people should really listen to the interview,
right.
But that just took away from it because that's what was posted, because obviously that's what people, you know, that's the tea that people want to sell.
Yeah, it was about an hour and a half for the interview, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And I couldn't really get past him in the suit for a while, but
nigga was looking like the Mad Hatter.
Hey, I was like, he definitely got that suit on Fashion Nova. You know how Fashion Nova be having the half and half fits, bro?
Oh,
like,
no. He's
dressed like Johnny Depp as the Riddler.
He was. I mean, dead ass.
Yeah, he was giving me Jim Carrey Riddler vibes.
Oh, man. Yeah, that word. So, we're not going to be able to get Entanglements of Summer 2020. People are trying, but they're not going to flourish. So we're going to say Entanglement 2021 is going to be the move.
So, I mean, my thing with this all is that it's something I've always said. You can't put shit past nobody, period. Male, female, whoever. And this idea of, I don't know, it's so weird because I think people are too happy or too mad about this. Like, it's like people are like, go girl, or people like, I hate that bitch. Like, there's no middle ground here. And I think there's a lot of middle ground that that could be really dived into, because I don't think it's necessarily she's a horrible person, but I also don't think she is super innocent, you know, either.
Yeah.
The middle ground is mind your damn business.
Yeah, that too. It just also too lets us know that like no one relationship is perfect. You know, we always like all relationship goals, Will and Jada's relationship goals and blah, blah, blah. No, they not. Like the shit they going through, regular people go through, it's just that they can afford to go through the shit. They can afford to go through it and stay together going through it. Like at one point on the Red Table Talk, she was like, I told Will, we're gonna always be together. You may be on the end of the house with one person, I may be on the other end with another person, but we're gonna be in this thing together.
Yeah, I remember
entanglement
that.
Is a rich man's game.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people around here in entanglements with their broke ass baby daddies.
Hey, I feel attacked. I feel attacked, fam. Hold on.
Wait, are you a broke ass baby daddy?
I used to be.
No, but one thing that I am on outside of this is we build, and me and Rashad was talking about this on Sunday, man, but people, we love to build people up, then the riot on their crib. Like, we love to build up, help them build this house of everything that they are as individuals, as couple, and their brand and all that. And we can't wait to rob the joint in the next minute. We can't wait to run
up. We can't wait to burn it down.
We can't wait.
Yep.
I mean, that's just dysfunctional as fuck. And it's also a sign of many of our, it just reflects us as people, man.
Like, I think the memes and stuff are getting kind of ridiculous at this point. Like, because Will and Jada have never done anything directly to the black community for the people to like to go hard on them like this.
Yeah.
Like, they putting them on the Jordan meme and stuff, which is funny. That was funny. But, like, maybe we got too much time on our hands with COVID, but I feel like it's a lot more vitriol towards them with this whole thing than it should be.
That's because people literally had it in their minds that Will and Jada were relationship goals. And I think it's more so of a hurt than it is, like, it's like a hurt and a disappointment. But again, we just have to look at it like everybody's relationship, everybody's marriage is different. So where they may have an understanding, we see that their understanding didn't include embarrassment. And it is what it is. It's not the first African-American famous couple to ever speak about their relationship, how they have Ozzie and Ruby Davis. They talked about it in their book about having an open relationship and she giving permission to Ozzie to do whatever he wanted to do. But she said, don't bring me back no disease and don't bring embarrassment to our family.
Yeah.
This shit is embarrassing. So, you know, I feel like people should just do what makes them happy, because Will and Jada are worth collectively $400
million. Yeah. I mean, what did you base, like?
And meanwhile, y'all over here begging for 40 for your nails done and your entanglement.
And a fuck. But I'm just saying, like, when it comes to all of this, what is it, all this shit, is it based on money? Is it based on love? Is it based on this?
Entanglement is a rich man's game.
You said entanglement is a rich man's game?
Yeah.
I'll say this.
And it can make you broke. Entanglement shouldn't be no fucking body's game, but like you said, unfortunately, people play these games.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I got rich homies that done got hit for hush money. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If you can't hush it up, bro, you probably, if you're worried about getting caught, you probably should be chilling. Real talk. That's just rule of thumb. That my rule of thumb today, I made this up.
You want me to be quiet?
See what I'm saying? And now that person has the upper hand.
Yeah.
Because of whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Can turn down your entire household.
I bet next time Jada gonna have somebody sign the NDA.
The NDA league.
Man, listen. The NDA.
NDA.
Keep embarrassing me, nigga.
I'm trying to get drafted into that league. Let me go to the NDA.
Because I'm sure, I can't remember the girl's name, but I'm pretty sure she signed an NDA because we've never, as much speculation about the chick that Will has messed with for years, we've never heard her like say anything. We only see pictures of her from like the paparazzi.
Yeah, she's like European.
But my thing is, why lose your position? If you're gonna be there, I wish Jada would have took care of me. Like, I mean, do you know I would still be around? Oh, and I wish one of y'all would talk bad about her if Jada was with me. I wish one of y'all talk. I'd have went and got every meme down all over the internet. I've been mowing the Smith's lawn. I'd have been over there handling all kind of business, man. I'd be like, man, Daryl done blew the podcast network up.
We say, did Daryl get a studio bill?
He down in the basement with the red tape.
Yeah. I'm doing it from the red table. Like, from the red table.
Don't put a black cloth over it for the
and
night.
That's why Jada, you know what's funny? That's why Jada had to get a younger dude. Because if it was a dude in his late 30s or his early 40s.
He would have been trying to milk her, like, trying to get her, like, hey, look, baby, I got bills. I got dreams.
Hey, my daughter Xander be over there hanging out with Willow. Like, they be like,
Peaches.
My daughter, hey, look, my baby got dreams. I got dreams.
Yeah, she like to dance. So you
trying to get this monkey off my back.
Can you just buy this studio?
That's entertainment. We going to use
it. That's what I'm saying. Look, I'd have been. They'd have said, like, hey, did you? They'd been like, did you do anything with Jada? What? Jada who?
Jada. Nigga, Jada kiss? Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yes, exactly. I watched that versus.
Fuck out of here, boy.
Man.
Because my thing is, like, he had to really be feeling her. Because to me, and this is Harlem. This is where you jump in as a local woman on this one. If a dude blows up the spot on a woman in a situation like that, he has to be really hurt, right?
Yeah.
Because
he was in love with her. He was in love with her. And as young as he was, I can probably guarantee he's never felt for any woman how he felt about her. Mm. Because Jada has a way with making, I don't know if she's which I don't know what she got going on.
I mean, she's a great manipulator. Don't get it twisted.
I didn't want to say that.
No,
because
she's even manipulating Will. If you really look at people,
oh, definitely,
it's a weird thing because Will runs stuff though, and he thinks he's running it, but she fall back because you could tell in that thing that her body language and her tone and the way she was talking was like
she had her fucking legs crossed under the table. Jada never sits how she was sitting. So she has a way with her words to make people think that they're being healed and that she's healed and, you know, all of these empowering ass things. No, you're a fucking master manipulator.
Somebody said that she uses those healing, she weaponizes her healing words.
She does. She's a master. She's a master manipulator. There's probably taught somewhere. There's probably some lessons that she's learned. Like,
I got a couple books. I'll give you a couple books when we're done.
Probably in acting class.
I read a book called Mind Control 101, and it's definitely got some of the chapters in it, man.
Yeah, that was manipulation. She manipulated that boy, but again, she got him at a very vulnerable state. So it was easy to make him feel how he feels. That I told you to say that you now can die,
even if
because you felt that kind of love, you fucked up in his.
Even if it's all of his,
not necessarily, but I get you.
If all of his mental facilities, if this was a young man, 23, all his mental facilities was in order, and he's still messing with a grown woman twice his age, at 23, I don't care what nobody say, I hear all the arguments, but young adults, let alone a young man, his mind is still developing. He wide open. If somebody can pay and play and take care of you and all of this other stuff and have your nose wide open, you gone. That's just like I think Willem, you said with him, doing that, you could tell this brother was incredibly hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt because even after the interview came out, he was like, "Oh, this nobody was sidetracked. Everybody got phone calls. We don't know what's the truth and what's the lie. We just know that you spilled the beans, and that's a female trait."
And I'm assuming it was an agreement that you wasn't supposed to say shit. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't a non-disclosure agreement.
You mess with Jada Pinkett on the low. You ain't supposed to. You know you ain't supposed to say nothing.
But I do agree with the most ignorant shit that was said on here, which is if it was a more grown man and he recognized all the playing pieces, oh, he gonna hit you with the Hennessy dick. Excuse me.
You know what I mean? Look, I've been like Rashad, man. Just roll with me to L.A. Just ride, don't say shit. And when we get there, don't say shit either. Because it's going to blow your mind. Don't say shit. And I don't want your face looking crazy either. So get that out your get that off your face now before we get there. And you're like, hold on.
I think
I got plans.
Yeah, we've all definitely had that car ride with one of the homies at some point. Yes. Like, hey, look, I need you to go on this little mission with me.
Yeah, don't fuck it up. Look, it's going to be some crazy shit you finna see, pimp.
Like, oh, man.
you giving up some of the Backstreet Secrets, digging like.
Oh, yeah. No, you know, Backstreets is a little different now. You know, it's COVID Backstreets.
Some amazing places.
Yeah, man.
Ain't that such and such? Hey, shut your
mouth. You'd be like, I ain't gonna tell the Backstreets too much. I ain't gonna tell
them. Hey, renting 8 months, nigga, shut up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yo, what? So,
I know I smell like oatmeal cookies. Anyway, what's up, AI?
Did if you took anything away from this situation, what was it? And this don't have to be anything deep, or if you took what did you take?
All
this
I've seen is a victim of insufficient daddying, because if his daddy was around or some kind of male figure would have been like, what? I'd have been like, what are you doing, boy? I was trying to set up a business right now because of your situation.
Man,
Y'all fucked up.
No, because women do the same thing. Like, you stay in pocket. If you in a situation like that, you stay in pocket.
See, he 10 toes down with it, but, you know. Shut down. And pop like a pop for you, D.
Insufficient daddy, man. And I get it.
Argument for me.
Because, look, she knew she had to get him. She couldn't get no dude named Daryl Frierson to be and thinking I'm all worn down. Because, man, Xander had been hooked up.
Hey, real rough.
Fly in to meet me at Club Climax. I know you flew to Atlanta to see that nigga. Fly in to meet me.
Look, I'd have brought over the AI crib. Like, look here, AI. You better not look at her in the eyes.
I'll be next to the teachers that ain't supposed to be here. Flying.
Hey, catch me over here. I'll be in this section.
Not flew out.
And I dare one of y'all to talk bad about it. Like I said, I dare one of y'all to talk bad about Jada, too. That, I dare one of y'all.
Jada. Yes.
Right.
She paid like she went. Fuck that.
Man, I think my takeaway was I have two, but I'll put them in one. Mind your damn
business. Uh-oh.
Yeah, we lost you, AI.
Lost you, AI.
Yeah,
he got that U City Wi-Fi.
He need Jada right now. That's what he need Jada right now.
Manipulate the Wi-Fi, Jada.
Yeah, that was me, man. My Wi-Fi over here tripping today, bro. I got this Nelly going on. It's raining.
Yeah, you must be in North County and it's raining.
You messy for that one.
My Wi-Fi wild in the day.
The North County, yo, it's raining.
I'm in U City and it's raining and mine is fine.
Well, I'm gonna have to hit y'all back in a minute. No, I'm good. It came back on, so I think I'm good.
All right, but go ahead. You said use two different things. You were saying.
Oh, two different things. Yeah, man. So number one, well, we gonna put them into one. Mind your business and do what works for you.
Yeah.
That's it. Mind your damn business. Do what works for you. Period.
What about you, Rashad? We'll save Harlem for last. Look at her smiling. Shit, nigga. Nah, I just say personally, I love the way we had this conversation. It's been so many, everything from just hotel explanations.
I'm out of here.
Extreme diatribes, you know, about the situation. So we kind of just freestyling. But honestly, Hollyweird is a crazy place. I won't share on here, but just overall, there was an agreement. There was broken hearts. There was manipulation. There was soft shoeing, nut checking, failed tests, and that's the situation. Millions of dollars in marriages equals some strange shit.
Yeah.
That's my take. Harlem.
Here we go.
Like I said, I don't think that any one relationship should be relationship goals. Everybody does what works for them, and what may work for you may not work for me. But what I can say is I saw a status that I probably couldn't agree. If I could have clicked like 10,000 times, I would have. It said, I'm minding my business because I've been Will, I've been Jada, and I've been August. Ooh. So
yeah, I saw the same one.
I'ma just
That was heavy. That's heavy.
Just shut the fuck up and mind my business because I'm single. So ain't anybody entangled with me, I wish they would speak up. But you just have to do what works for you. I agree with Alan. Like, do what works for you and mind your business. Drink water.
I'm with it.
But no, if shit is put out there like it was, it's open to public scrutiny, and 100%. That will happen.
Absolutely. Well, no. And that's something I do want to say, but I think the Red Table Talk actually was a downfall of this whole thing, period.
It was. They would have done better if they would have just been quiet.
No, I'm talking about period. I think the idea of the Red Table was a bad idea, period, as a show for them, mm-hmm. because none of this would have came out if it wasn't for that.
I don't agree with that, because she's done interviews where she sat down with August before Red Table Talk.
But I just think that the idea, people wouldn't have this much vitriol if people were like, why are you trying to heal people? Why
are you right. You're right. Because she does. The everybody else's episode is 45 minutes and hers was 12 minutes and 52 seconds.
Yeah. And a part of me is like, why does they could have just kept it and not said nothing either and just let it roll it out.
They never have to say nothing, but that's conspiracy theories abound. That's what make me feel like it's a lot more to this. Mm. And it's kind of like damage control. Yeah. Just to be honest with you.
It was. That was some Olivia Pope fixer PR type stuff. Look here,
like I said, if y'all see me pop up with a brand new studio, y'all know what it is. Y'all know
you out of control.
I done figured out a situation with Jada.
Next.
All right, next, because I'm about tired of them motherfuckers. Next.
Hey, I done got two screens going on now. He done joined in. Yeah,
there we go.
He had to get on his phone.
Yeah, my internet is being stupid with you right now. I ain't never had it like this.
North County.
Hey, I need where's AT&T Fiber, Google Fiber, where y'all at?
You on the Uverse Wi-Fi.
I'm gonna kick out the other one, AI.
Okay, cool. I think I logged out of that one.
All right.
Sorry to my commentarians. Let me get my head set.
Yeah, let's get into the last one, man. This is on, you know, black folks mad at me on this last one. And they're going to tell you all not to have me back ever again.
So but it was about 9:00 Central Time. News articles started popping up that Nick Cannon and Viacom CBS were terminating their relationship with Nick Cannon due to a podcast episode he did with Professor Griff, and they stated that he made some anti-Semitic comments or agreed to some anti-Semitic statements. And I was telling the crew here that, you know, I literally have read more about the anti-Semitism over the past 12 hours than I have ever, because I wanted to know what really triggers those things in certain, you know, communities and things of that nature, and what was really happening. I'm going to let you all roll with this one, and, you know, I'm going to try to jump in. I think that, you know, you are a little more versed on this one than myself. And I definitely don't want a Nick Cannon game. So, you know, I'll let me.
Daryl?
Yeah. I'm going to go first. All right.
Just go and get it out the way.
Yeah. I think Nick Cannon's kind of a sucker for this. I'm sorry. And people that think that, because it's so interesting when it comes, and I sucker's a bad term. That was me being, you know, hyperbolic and saying that. It's more of a thing of Nick should be smarter than to be out there sitting there knowing what the game is in front of him, saying those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, you can believe it's truth or not. We're not here to discuss if it's truth or not. But you can't do that. It's not your, you're in a position that you don't need to do that. What is the purpose of you doing that? And what is it, just because you, to make yourself feel down? Like, I mean, I'm going to talk, we'll talk about a little bit more. We talked about before. I mean, I have a longer kind of theory with it when it comes to Nick in general, but I just think it was unnecessary. And it, what he's saying cannot be substantiated. All of that is, it may be a great, it's a feeling and it's a notion and it's a hypothesis. But if when you're speaking fully formed facts, that's when you get into trouble, because not, a hypothesis can be fact. Maybe it's not. But the idea that you're saying those certain different things, you can't prove that though. You can prove that white supremacy is horrible. You can prove that people are wicked, that are racist. You can prove that, but some of that stuff you can't prove. And he's supposed to be smarter than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's not forget that Nick Cannon is a hotel. So, like I said earlier today, I do agree with Daryl. You know what you can and can't say. You know who you are working with and for. But at the end of the day, like, I don't give a fuck that Nick Cannon lost his job for free speech when the police officers who killed Breonna Taylor are still alive.
And this dude got worth over $100 million. I'm not crying. I just can't film.
Yeah, like, I do not care that this man lost his job for free speech when these people are still walking free and they're still employed. I don't really care. I could care less. Nick Cannon will be all right. He'll be fine. Besides the way that he did Mariah.
What is this whole thing with doing this Mariah thing?
I don't care.
What did he do to Mariah? What did Nick do to Mariah? He got her name tattooed on his back. That's a lot.
I don't care.
Mariah. That's a girl.
Mariah. Mariah's extra though.
Do you want to argue about it?
We can.
It's not what this segment is about.
I know. We have to do a bonus segment. You know how Mariah is horrible for Black culture.
She's a Black woman.
Allegedly.
She is.
Yo.
But no, go ahead though.
I don't care that he lost his job for doing something willingly. Like, I mean, he has free speech, but again, this is America.
I think that another piece that we touched on also was the fact that Nick was given a platform to so many up and comers.
Yep.
And what happens to that now? You know, did he reach out to him today? We saw that. Most people saw that. Told him to come on over to Revolt. But then in his statement that he made, I think he was asking Viacom for ownership of Wildin' Out, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Well, here's my thing, though. If he was to move to Revolt, in all honesty, how many people watch Revolt TV?
Five.
Okay. So, people still aren't going to tune in to Revolt.
And that budget is going to be real skewed. So, that's going to be in my condo. That budget of that show going to be in my condo.
Yeah, so there's no more like Wildin' Out.
And like, is that Daryl's living room? They doing Wildin' Out from?
So did Jada fix that up?
Is that the Jada hookup?
Did Jada fix up his living room?
Straight up. Like, now, I mean, he should have just, I don't know. I don't want to hear people talking about protect Nick Cannon at all costs. Why? He knew what he was doing.
Well, we're not Viacom, so I'm going to say it all. Trust me, there will not be a lost episode. Miss Harlem B.
Yeah. Harlem, you have been the culprit of a lot of lost episodes on this network.
That's my girl, though. But
no, I love her to death.
So with Nick Cannon, man, just I'm not going to turn this into the HOTEP episode. For those who don't know, HOTEP means to be at peace. It's also rich, you know.
Yeah, that name's got fucked up in the game, man.
I was just going to say, that ain't what it means. He a HOTEP.
Deities or whatever. No, I have knowledge of self. But as far as that with Nick Cannon, it is, I mean, just research, and I always implore everybody to do their own research. Don't believe none of us. But Black people are the true Hebrew Israelites. Just research.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he said, and it's the truth. Now, here's the thing, and this is what, like, Daryl and I was talking about earlier. It's the truth is the truth is the truth. But if you in bed with them people, you know what I'm saying? And I, you know, nobody know, like, mm-hmm. Nick Cannon, only you know how you in bed with those people, and you got how you got to play it. And that's a whole nother conversation that we don't need to have here. It's like, there is, you do have a responsibility, brother. You know what I'm saying? And I think the brother did a lot of good work for having Wildin' Out, and he's done even more things to employ brothers and sisters, even though it may have been under the Viacom umbrella. So it's kind of like, I salute to Professor Griff, you know, that is definitely the elder, but it's like, you know, the way I saw it, it was like him chiming in with what Professor Griff was saying and just kind of being like, yeah, I'm down, Professor Griff, and I can tell you this and I know that. When really, the best thing you could have done, my humble opinion, is just have the platform for Professor Griff and let him express himself and just build that way versus just destroying your platform. Mm-hmm. But, you know what I'm saying? That's just it's all about what that brother's mindset was. Maybe that was his scarlet letter move. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe he was just like, damn, I really did fuck up and think I had, like you said, Daryl, them bulletproof wallets. You know what I'm saying? Or one of y'all said that.
Yeah, y'all said bulletproof wallets, yeah.
You know, so it is a thing of...
He got to get it jaded now. No, I'm just... He got good money, though. He's got good money.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. It's like, you got a lot of people saying, yo, Nick, you was stupid for that. And you got a lot of people who just like, man, yeah, he told the truth or whatever. But what comes next is the work that'll be done. Now, this man is I don't think he's a bazillionaire. I think he's up there with the millions, you know.
He's about 70 mil.
Yeah, but even with that, like, and I, you know, we don't want to get into that man's pockets, but it is like.
Oh, that could be gone with a good cocaine habit. That 70 mil can be gone with a good cocaine habit in one summer.
You cannot come back on this show.
So it's just, you know, it's strange, man. But, you know, I hope it works out for the brother. But, like, I think AI was saying P. Diddy reached out. And then now he's going back and forth with, I guess.
He better not take that deal. These deals with P. Diddy ain't never worked out for nobody.
Never.
P. Diddy
never.
Run the city.
Never. No, look. Not one deal has worked out. Look.
Where is
Dylan? I might as well do business with the SLOC network before that. At least I'll give him everything I have and try to make it pop. Diddy is going to try to just rape you.
Right, because where is Dylan? Where is Dylan? Where did he go?
Look, there is a...
Dylan, is he stupid?
I mean, you got to name... It's at least 30 artists that he's had that are destitute now.
Total.
Isn't that really? Is it that many?
Dude, yeah. If you go look at shout out to Maranzio Vance. He came on the podcast. He has a series of videos. I think it's called Puffy is Poison. And it's got like 20 million views.
I'm familiar. Yeah.
And he names out all the artists and where they are currently. Like, and it's long. It ain't like 2 minutes.
It's a lot. Because you got to think he did like 3 making the bands.
Yeah.
And
where's
none
Black
of them.
Rob at? Where's Paul Kane? Where's
Bad Boy is where
Mario
artists go to die.
I'm gonna try and get Mace on here, man. I'm gonna reach out to these people, see if we get Mace on here.
Oh, look, we get Mace on here. That'd be hilarious. Number one. Number two, I'm gonna geek out. I'm on that show too, so I'm gonna put a pin in that one as well.
I'm gonna find Dylan and Danity Kane.
Man,
so you know, like I kicked it with Aubrey O'Day a few times at Derby, like on some.
Yeah,
like,
no, the Derby's
shit.
Crazy though. I know the Derby's crazy.
Yeah, her homegirl is actually like a huge like event planner in New York. So like she's cool because she does a lot of shit with Charlie.
Yeah, she don't look like herself no more. But okay.
So like, what, like, my thing is, I said before, like with Nick, I feel like Nick almost has a tragic mulatto disposition, and the fact that people thought he was corny, they went in on Nick. Dude, how long did people go on to Nick Cannon, man? Like, he was. Remember, even Dave Chappelle had the joke. It was like, you know, what did this kid say something about Nick Cannon or whatever like that, and that was the whole joke, and that was in 2003, 2004.
Well, you got to think about it, too. I really feel like that's also part of the reason why he pursued Mariah.
Credibility.
Nick got a few notches. I don't know.
No. That's what I'm not. Would never talk bad about Nick. Nick is top three for black men's rosters ever. He's up there with, like, Eddie Murphy and them. Like, he's on the Mount Rushmore of that.
But none of those notches on his belt really got him the clout that he received for marrying Mariah Carey.
Oh God, here we go.
I'm being serious. I'm not even just saying that because no, I'm
look here, we talking about I'm gonna click you out for a minute, Brendan. We need to have a play. No. I'm dead serious. Like, dude, you go through Nick's roster. It's pretty goddamn pristine, man.
It's considered to be a fucking cornball.
Right, but I mean, is he really a cornball if his track record is running like that?
Because this is the thing. We still felt he was corny as Mr. Mariah Carey, right?
I stopped thinking he was corny long before that.
I like
that.
Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon. Corny. I don't know about this new Nick Cannon, but Nick Cannon
he was corny. And I didn't feel like he really became savage in this Nick Cannon until he got a divorce and how he did her.
What did he do to her? Because people on email.
We're not going to talk about that.
Okay.
That's not.
That's what I said. I don't know what he did. That's what
it
I'm
was
trying
to. It was just bullshit how he did her.
He played. He like cheated on her?
No, I don't think he cheated on her. But he was just like towards the end of their relationship, he was just a fuck nigga. Like, for real. Like, he was a dirty dog. Like, after them kids was born, after he was sick, and she was there, and all of that, and then he dipped out.
I mean, does Mariah have any accountability?
Like, real baby daddy. No.
I can see Mariah being drunk off wine, wilding out in the crib. And you know
Eminem and all them cats said Mariah was wild, bro.
Yeah, she's wild, man.
Eminem didn't even know her. That's why she wanted to know why he was so obsessed with her.
He didn't hit that.
Next caller, because
But back to my thing about Nick with the tragic mulatto thing. So like, it's almost, and I love Pac when I say this. It's almost like Nick wants the streets. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wants the streets, and like someone how Pac wanted the streets. To a certain extent, he just didn't want rap. He didn't want he wanted the streets to feel him. And I feel like he wants black folks to feel him and be like, yo, like, I'm black. I've been black this whole time, you know? And I don't know if he's overcompensating for that. I can't be in that man's mind, but it feels like he's going hard on all the way to the left or right, whatever way you want to look at it. On that with the Hotep shit, because the streets love the Hotep shit to a lot of extent.
Mm-hmm. They do.
That's streets real. Love everybody, the fake Hotep deep, man.
Everybody is fake deep.
The streets love a good conspiracy theory. Man. Ooh, they love a good, man, nigga, if you jump over two cracks and you come back, you're going to get $50.
That nigga deep as a puddle.
You can only
Yeah,
okay. You already laughing. Go ahead, man.
Nah, man, y'all are very entertaining, man. I'm just listening. So, I'll say this. Do you all feel that Nick Cannon may do some backpedaling?
Too late.
I don't.
He's gonna dig in. I think he's gonna double down.
Yep, he's gonna go. Cause y'all gotta think about it. He got that documentary that he
just gonna say that,
Yeah, he about to go. He's about to go.
He's going. Look, he finna Malcolm X this, Muhammad Ali this situation to the end. He's stupid.
He gonna bring himself to the red table.
I would do that. I'm gonna double, triple down.
He gonna go. He's going to go. Once that documentary is completed and it comes
you got to think about it. It's if you can have a niche of people that fuck with you, even if they 10, 20% of the population that fuck with you and everybody else don't give a fuck, it don't matter. Look at Trump. He got those certain amount of people, and he'll double, triple down on that group of people. Okay. It don't matter what else he do, though. He got those people. And if Nick is smart, he would do the same exact thing.
So here's the million-dollar Negro question. Are we standing with our brother Nick?
Yeah, I mean, I fuck with Nick. I have no issues or problems with Nick.
I'm just asking.
I don't watch Viacom. Well, every
I'm not. See, I'm here's not the thing. No Argentina now. Let's not get it twisted.
I heard that.
Like I mean, you know, I enjoy watching BET, the Tyler Perry shows and shit that's on there. So that might.
Wow, you're one of those 15 people that watch all them shows, huh?
First of all, Sisters is very good.
Sisters is horrible. What?
Sisters is good.
Sisters is horrible.
The Oval is good as well. It's just
the
terrible.
Man, stop it. You said the Oval was good. I watched the Oval.
I also like Ruthless on BET Plus. And First Wives Club was good as well on BET
Plus. You just like bad TV. You just like bad TV.
Yeah, you know.
And this makes a lot of sense why you think Mariah Carey is better than Janet Jackson. It makes a lot of sense.
Did y'all see Love and Hip Hop Springfield?
Love and Hip Hop Springfield.
I feel attacked. And as the
I'm only
woman,
back for a couple of weeks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you're not invited back.
It's a Love and Hip Hop Springfield. You for real?
No.
Hey, what's so messed up is, Rashad, it made sense it would be one, though, right?
Yeah, I was thinking BET Plus, it might have been some.
Sidebar. Did y'all ever see the reality show they trying to do in St. Louis called Real Woman in St. Louis?
Real Woman in St. Louis,
yo,
bro.
If y'all ever, oh everybody listening and watching this, please go pause this.
Because BAPS was bad enough.
Yeah. No, Real Woman in St. Louis never got to drown. This is worse. Yeah, Real Woman. Worse. Oh! And there's some people in there I'm not going to name. It's some women. It's some local rappers, women. That
was it on YouTube?
Yes, they never got. It never got past the LaPyra thing. Look, Real Women of St. Louis. I need everyone to pause this right now. Everyone that is watching the commentary show, if you're listening to audio or watching visually, please just go to YouTube, pause this, and I want you to come back in 10 seconds. I mean, it'll be shorter for us, but for you, and put in Real Women of St. Louis and watch this whole thing. It will change your life.
Well, so here's the thing. I'm pretty sure
Real Women.
That's
any worse than Real Side Chicks of Charlotte.
No, this is worse because the production was horrible. Everything.
The production was horrible.
Like, look.
Side pieces of Charlotte.
Hey, Lynn, shout out to our homeboy Dana Christensen, who only did half of it. He's like, man, they messed up part of this. I had to leave it.
Oh, and it's wait a minute. Is it
shout out to Dana, who's one of the dopest videographers in the country?
Boy. Yes, yes. Shout out Dana. Big shout out Dana.
Because I found out it was him. I text him. We did a whole episode. I might have to pull the episode back up for people.
Wait, Dana didn't shoot that, did he?
He did part of it, and he left it.
I can see Dana leaving it.
Oh my!
Okay. You see it? You see Harlem?
I do.
Yes.
R-E-E-L. It's R E E L, not R E A L.
The real, yes.
Real. I'm sorry, y'all. Go to R E E L. St. Louis. Sorry. My bad. I spell real the right way.
R-E-A-L too.
Bruh.
Are you looking at this too, Alan? Matter of fact, hold on. I'm finna
it
share
has been
my
a while
screen.
Since I've seen
I'm
it,
I'm finna
bro.
Share my screen. This is gonna be a new thing in the commentary. Only if you want to see the video of this, I'm gonna show this now
that shit
in
was
the commentary. Look, this show's been super serious. We need to lighten this up with a little Real Woman of St. Louis. Hold on.
Yeah, it was bad, bro. Hold on, hey.
It's R-E-E-L.
That's horrible, man.
Hold on.
Paula, before we get into the screen share, do you have a say less moment of the week?
Yeah.
I don't. I no.
Say less. It's the quarantine. We don't blame the quarantine. You know what?
Like, to be honest, like, I don't want to be bothered with people. So I really do tell, like, for real, I really, like, tell everybody, like, just say less to me, period. Like, don't talk to me at all. Like, I don't want to be bothered.
Man.
I do want to shout out before we get into that, though. I do want to shout out Andrew Caldwell. I'm sure we all saw that video that of him with the bullhorn. And I just want to shout him out for his tenacity, because one thing about Andrew is no matter what people say about him, he cannot be moved. He is no punk.
I saw that
video. Like, he was dead ass wrong, but he stood his ground. And that is one thing that I respect about him. Like, So now when people be talking shit about him, I'd be like, hey, say less. Like, say less. Because y'all got to chill. Andrew will beat you up, probably. Like, chill out.
You know how to show. He just know how to be in the most important places.
Be at the randomest spots. Right. He's like almost like the black gay Forrest Gump.
Like, he does. But here's the thing, though.
Here's the thing.
He works out at the gym that I work at.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit.
So he comes and get his workout in and his relaxation, and then 10 minutes later, he's at these places. So he relaxes before he goes to these places, and then he turns the fuck up. Yeah. I fucks with Andrew. I definitely do.
Well,
here we go, y'all. And we can commentate on this as it's going. I want to hear y'all thoughts as we play. Real
Women of St. Louis. This song is horrible.
Women of St. Louis. Real women.
Oh, why did Harlem look like that?
Women of St. Louis.
LaRonda.
Harlem making it worse, though. Harlem making it worse.
Ida. Does anybody know any of them?
Chastity. Oh, I'll tell you offline who's all these.
Kelly.
Why do you have a problem with me and her being friends?
Because you don't quite know the meaning of a friend.
I'm Ida. I'm all about business. I know what I want and I know how to go get it.
I'm Chastity, and I am the baby mother of a famous rap artist. And I'm also a nurse because I love to help people. And I also have the type of personality or leave it.
I'm Kelly, the sister of Kamora Lee Simmons. I'm known for snapping and shutting the bitch down.
I'm Miranda, ex-wife of a former NFL player. I run my own business and I live life to the fullest.
I'm LaShawn, I'm the CEO of Millennium Publishing and Production, and I take care of business.
All right, that is Real Women. I mean, y'all don't need to see no more. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yo.
Real. I remember us being on Straight Outta Lowcast.
Yes. We put this out there for the streets. I don't remember how I found this, but I'm a shitty person that goes around the internet and finds dumb shit like this. So.
Dude, I was saying, St. Louis like that for the where you live at, man.
St. Louis. That is the definition of I know you fucking lying.
Hold on, I'm gonna put in the chat who's the famous rapper in the chat real quick.
I gotta be honest, it would have been all right, but we was looking at Harlem face the whole time. Yes. That's what was making it worse. Like, she like, nigga, really?
Bruh.
I need to get off, dog. For real.
Let's wrap it up, cause
Oh man.
That's who it is.
The show gonna be after post-production, post-editing.
And the only reason I know that is because shout out to Dana. Dana told me that. That's shout out to Dana.
Let's wrap this up.
No, we gotta get Dana. We should get Dana on the commentary, man.
Yeah, we should.
I'm game with that.
I'm gonna hit up Dana. That's my guy, man. That's my guy.
Real? I'm game with that.
Yo, I love that song, man. I want to loop that song and just ride
Real
to
it. Real man.
Just ride to it. I should get some friends together and we should just like do a video to that song.
Yeah, it's like, and I slap a bitch. What
that'll go
like,
viral.
I'm the sister Kamora Lee Simmons, and I'll slap a bitch. Like, oh, okay, well, all right.
Hey, Kamora Lee got like hella half brothers and sisters.
No. Shout out to my boy Ali, man. I grew up with Ali. Yeah. Ali Jenkins, that's my boy. Like, it's like 13 or 14 of them, he told me his dad had.
What?
No, it's a lot of them. Bro. Yeah. Ali's Kamora's brother.
Yeah, he's
But it's like, he Ali told me it's like 13 or 14. I think the youngest one is like 20 or something crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of them. They all range from like 50 to like 20.
Ali is the self-defense master for
those
of you.
Yeah, man. Kempo, all that shit, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Man, a real good dude.
Real good dude, man.
Real good dude.
That dude put me on, man. He went to SLU with me, man. Shout out to Ali, man.
Nice.
We shouldn't even talk about Jada and Will, no weirdo ass. We should have just did most of our commentary on...
On the Real Women of St. Louis. You know what? I'm going to reach out to them and see if we can get this rejuvenated.
Let's not.
Nah.
Why you wouldn't go to the like casting call?
Hey, the red hair picture popped up on the thing. She's like, let's not.
Hey, listen.
You're not going to go to the casting call? Oh, man.
Let's not do that.
Listen, okay. Man, let's wrap it up then.
Yeah.
Let sleeping dogs lie.
I need for everybody, though, before you wrap up, can everybody email the commentary show instead of the straightolc at Gmail? Because it kind of keeps my stuff balanced out where I can know where what is going where, and then I'll be seeing
emails. Gerald, do you get hate mail for me?
Yeah, and it all goes there, and then I forget to. Would you like to hear one? Would you like to hear one?
Yeah. What? They chill out of my DMs.
I'm sorry.
Good. I'm glad.
What? Like, what hate mail she get, man? I don't see how y'all can hate her, man.
They chill out of my DMs, bro. They done in my DMs.
See? That's what I'm saying. It's just because Harlow's very opinionated, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, she don't mince her mouth for what it is she feels and how she looks at stuff.
Also, people who aren't, who don't have the ability to be transparent about their shortcomings and their downfalls, they tend to be intimidated by true transparency. I don't believe in sugarcoating shit. So I'm real open, real honest, and a lot of women are intimidated by that. So they want to fight me, but I don't have time for that.
But it's commentaryshow@gmail.com.
Commentary show.
Please email there for I can at least be able to separate everything out, because y'all be flooding that and then saying Harlem, you know what I'm saying, need to get her a man and stuff like that, you know.
Oh, damn. Or you can
or I can get theirs and get in an entanglement.
There you go. And look,
they can also email me as well at blackgirlsinterrupted@gmail.com.
Please do that as well.
Yes, please do. Or they can find me on the Interrupted Black Girl on Instagram or Harlem B. Marie on Facebook. Like, I'm very easy to find. You can find me. You don't have to email the commentary and flood Allen's DMs or, you know, fill up the inbox. They can come talk to directly to the horse in the mouth.
Yeah,
because I'm here.
Is that a pause?
Discussion group.
Is that a pause worthy? Is that a pause right there?
How we get a pause though?
No, she said horse right in the mouth.
Megan? I mean, that made me think about Megan.
Oh, what is time ago? Let's go ahead.
That's it. You messed it all up, Rashad. You messed my joke up, man.
Hey, yo, commentary episode 7, Rashad. Hey, yo, he got us out of here. Make sure y'all know where to find us.
I was over here drinking. I'm sorry.
It's all good. It's all good.
Drinking by myself.
As Harlow says, say less.
Say less. We are signing out, man. Commentarians will catch you on the next
Real
go round.
Man.
Y'all be cool.
Real St. Louis.
But yeah.